Ministry of Education and Culture. Pancyprian Examinations 2018. Part 1. Listening Skills. Exercise 1. You will hear Josh talking with Kelly about a new job. Listen, and state whether the following statements are true, or false. Put a tick, in the appropriate box. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the sentences. First listening.
So, have you found a job yet?
No, but I have a few leads, so things are looking up.
But isn't that what you always say?
Yeah, but this time is different.
Well, what are you looking for this time, then?
Actually, I want to work for a web hosting company.
Well, what would you do there?
Well, in a nutshell, you know, web hosting companies provide space for people to store and run their websites. Does it sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, sort
well,
of.
And then, sort of, well, they allow people to run their websites without having to buy or maintain their own servers. And I'd like to work in technical support, you know, helping customers resolve computer-related problems with their sites. And you know I'm a good communicator.
So, how's the pay for that kind of job?
Well, most people I know start out with a very reasonable salary. You can earn pay increases depending on your performance.
So, what about benefits?
Oh, the benefits are pretty good. They provide health insurance, 2 weeks paid vacation a year, and opportunities for advancement. And in the end, I'd like to work in a management position. You know, sitting back, enjoying the view out of the 20th story window of the office building, something like that.
Well, is there any long-term security in a job like that?
Hard to tell. I mean, the internet is booming, and these kind of companies are sprouting up everywhere, which is a good thing. But just like the dot-com era, you never know how long things will last.
Well, have you ever thought about going back to school to improve your job skills?
Wait, what are you suggesting?
Well, you know, more training might help you land a better job.
Well, are you trying to say something about my current job? I mean, is there something going on here? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, you know, you did drop out of college.
I know, but I don't know. I'm just seeing my current job at McDonald's as a step up.
McDonald's?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't have the resources to go back to school at the moment. However, the job I'm looking at will pay for some classes after I've been with the company for 6 months.
Well, it looks like you have things planned out this time.
If I last that long.
Do exercise 1. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
So, have you found a job yet?
No, but I have a few leads, so things are looking up.
But isn't that what you always say?
Yeah, but this time is different.
Well, what are you looking for this time, then?
Actually, I want to work for a web hosting company.
Well, what would you do there?
Well, in a nutshell, you know, web hosting companies provide space for people to store and run their websites. Does it sound like I know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, sort
well,
of.
And then, sort of, well, they allow people to run their websites without having to buy or maintain their own servers. And I'd like to work in technical support, you know, helping customers resolve computer-related problems with their sites. And you know I'm a good communicator.
So, how's the pay for that kind of job?
Well, most people I know start out with a very reasonable salary. You can earn pay increases depending on your performance.
So, what about benefits?
Oh, the benefits are pretty good. They provide health insurance, 2 weeks paid vacation a year, and opportunities for advancement. And in the end, I'd like to work in a management position. You know, sitting back, enjoying the view out of the 20th story window of the office building, something like that.
Well, is there any long-term security in a job like that?
Hard to tell. I mean, the internet is booming, and these kind of companies are sprouting up everywhere, which is a good thing. But just like the dot-com era, you never know how long things will last.
Well, have you ever thought about going back to school to improve your job skills?
Wait, what are you suggesting?
Well, you know, more training might help you land a better job.
Well, are you trying to say something about my current job? I mean, is there something going on here? I mean, what are you saying?
Well, you know, you did drop out of college.
I know, but I don't know. I'm just seeing my current job at McDonald's as a step up.
McDonald's?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't have the resources to go back to school at the moment. However, the job I'm looking at will pay for some classes after I've been with the company for 6 months.
Well, it looks like you have things planned out this time.
If I last that long.
Check your answers to exercise 1. You have 1 minute. Exercise 2. You will hear a broadcast about learning languages. Listen, and choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions. First listening.
New research from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, suggests that if people want to achieve native-like proficiency in a new language, they should start learning that language before the age of 10. The researchers added that children up to the age of 17 or 18 remain adept at learning grammar. There is bad news for those who want to pick up a new language beyond their late teens. The researchers say this is past the critical period when language learning ability starts to decline. Researcher Joshua Hartshorn said, "As far as a child is concerned, it's quite easy to become bilingual. That's when you're best at learning languages. It's not really something that you can make up later." The research was based on an analysis of results from a 10-minute online grammar quiz. Over 670,000 language learners of all ages participated in the test. Researchers measured the grammatical ability of people who started learning a language at different points in their life. Professor Hartshorn focused on grammar rules that were most likely to confuse a non-native speaker as a gauge of that person's proficiency. MIT researcher Josh Tenenbaum suggested people simply might be too busy to learn a language later in life. He said, "After 17 or 18, you leave home, you work full-time, or you become a specialized university student. All of these might impact your learning rate for any language."
Do exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
New research from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, suggests that if people want to achieve native-like proficiency in a new language, they should start learning that language before the age of 10. The researchers added that children up to the age of 17 or 18 remain adept at learning grammar. There is bad news for those who want to pick up a new language beyond their late teens. The researchers say this is past the critical period when language learning ability starts to decline. Researcher Joshua Hartshorn said, "As far as a child is concerned, it's quite easy to become bilingual. That's when you're best at learning languages. It's not really something that you can make up later." The research was based on an analysis of results from a 10-minute online grammar quiz. Over 670,000 language learners of all ages participated in the test. Researchers measured the grammatical ability of people who started learning a language at different points in their life. Professor Hartshorn focused on grammar rules that were most likely to confuse a non-native speaker as a gauge of that person's proficiency. MIT researcher Josh Tenenbaum suggested people simply might be too busy to learn a language later in life. He said, "After 17 or 18, you leave home, you work full-time, or you become a specialized university student. All of these might impact your learning rate for any language."
Check your answers to exercise 2. You have 1 minute. Exercise 3. You will hear a tour guide talking to a group of tourists about their trip to New York. Listen, and complete the missing information. Use only one word or number, for each gap. You will hear the recording twice. You have 1 minute to read the text. First listening.
Okay, everyone, I want to review the first 2 days of our travel itinerary for the trip. Okay, yeah, please take out the paper that I handed out earlier. Okay, first of all, we have been very fortunate to have been able to purchase discount tickets to cover most of the transportation costs and scheduling activities. And I want to also thank the group of parents who worked very hard in order to raise funding through different businesses in the community. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Okay, everyone should meet at the airport at 6 a.m. This will give you time to check in and get through security. Our plane departs at 9. Our plane arrives in New York at 3 p.m. And we will take a bus from the airport to the hotel. We've been able to get great rates on this hotel because we're staying on a weekday instead of the weekend. In the morning, for any of you who like to get exercise, we will be meeting in the lobby around 6 a.m. to go jogging around Central Park for about 45 minutes. And we'll get back to the hotel about the time when the restaurant opens, so you'll have enough time to grab a quick breakfast before we leave the hotel at 8. We'll be taking a ferry ride to Ellis Island and then to Liberty Island to visit the Statue of Liberty. I mean, this is something that you really can't miss. And later, we will go to Times Square, where you can have lunch on your own for about an hour from about 1 to 2. Later in the afternoon, you have the choice of visiting the Empire State Building or the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Either one of these are great. And we have some great group discounts. We will meet back at the hotel at 6 p.m. and we'll have dinner at a very nice Italian restaurant downtown. And then we'll catch an exciting Broadway musical around 8:30 p.m. Any questions?
Do exercise 3. You have 1 minute. Second listening.
Okay, everyone, I want to review the first 2 days of our travel itinerary for the trip. Okay, yeah, please take out the paper that I handed out earlier. Okay, first of all, we have been very fortunate to have been able to purchase discount tickets to cover most of the transportation costs and scheduling activities. And I want to also thank the group of parents who worked very hard in order to raise funding through different businesses in the community. I really appreciate that. Let's see. Okay, everyone should meet at the airport at 6 a.m. This will give you time to check in and get through security. Our plane departs at 9. Our plane arrives in New York at 3 p.m. And we will take a bus from the airport to the hotel. We've been able to get great rates on this hotel because we're staying on a weekday instead of the weekend. In the morning, for any of you who like to get exercise, we will be meeting in the lobby around 6 a.m. to go jogging around Central Park for about 45 minutes. And we'll get back to the hotel about the time when the restaurant opens, so you'll have enough time to grab a quick breakfast before we leave the hotel at 8. We'll be taking a ferry ride to Ellis Island and then to Liberty Island to visit the Statue of Liberty. I mean, this is something that you really can't miss. And later, we will go to Times Square, where you can have lunch on your own for about an hour from about 1 to 2. Later in the afternoon, you have the choice of visiting the Empire State Building or the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Either one of these are great. And we have some great group discounts. We will meet back at the hotel at 6 p.m. and we'll have dinner at a very nice Italian restaurant downtown. And then we'll catch an exciting Broadway musical around 8:30 p.m. Any questions?
Check your answers to exercise 3. You have 1 minute. This is the end of the listening part of the examination. Please, put your pens down.